Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
What I've read seems to me to be some level of surveillance activity, perhaps legal, but I don't know that it's right, and I don't know that the American people would be comfortable with what I've read, but let us get all the reports.
That was a current chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, David Nunes, yesterday, talking about how he has seen some documents that suggest that, yes, indeed, members of the Trump transition team were being monitored by the intelligence community in some form. He surprised a lot of people with this. Joining us on the line right now, former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who is a former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Good morning to you, Mr. Hoekstra. Good to have you.
Hey, great. Good to be with you. Thank you.
I want to start out with Nunes. We want to get to the terrorism thing in just a moment. But with Nunes' comments yesterday, the president said he feels somewhat vindicated. Clearly something was going on. And as we understand it, and I want to sort of drill down on this with you, they are saying that what happened was that there was incidental, routine, and legal intercept of some communications. What do you draw from those three words? Incidental, routine, and legal.
Yeah, I think that happens all the time. Well, the intelligence community.
What kind of thing would that be?
Well, that would be we've targeted the Russians, foreign intelligence surveillance. That's what our intelligence community does. And along with that, they may have, identified some other people that were associated with the Russians or some other group that we were surveilling for foreign intelligence purposes. These people come in contact with Americans on a routine basis, and they probably came in contact with the Trump campaign. They probably came in contact with the Clinton campaign and other people on Capitol Hill. That happens. There are rules in place for what happens when that incidental collection takes place.
Well, according to Nunes, he read this, and he said it was very clear to him when he read these reports who it was that was being monitored, who the Americans were, and then in some cases the names were unmasked. And that's what irritated him, because he said it did appear to him that there was some intelligence document that was produced, some massaging of these raw intelligence intercepts that gave some pretty interesting ideas about what the Trump transition team was up to, and he found that troubling.
Oh yeah, that's exactly where you start, peeling back the layers and saying, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And Devin, said a number of things, and you really got to be very careful, and you got to listen to him very carefully for what he was saying. He said some of the, I think some of the raw intelligence that he read, number one, raw intelligence. Members of Congress and people in the White House very seldom, if ever, see raw intelligence. I don't know if I ever saw raw intelligence in my 7 years that I was on the Gang of Eight. You just don't see that stuff. Someone in the White House apparently had that kind of information. Number two, it had nothing to do with the Russians. Number three, he said, I'm troubled that this kind of information was collected and disseminated. That's telling you that, if you peel it back just a little bit, it says, this may have been used for other reasons than for intelligence. The fourth thing is, how did this stuff get to the White House? Mike Rogers on Monday said, we have strict procedures in place for disseminating this and for unmasking it. Well, Mr. Rogers, you've got a lot of explaining to do how these transcripts made it to the White House and how they were either some of them were unmasked, or they were masked, but it was so obvious who was talking or who was being talked about. Mr. Rogers, how did that stuff make it to the White House?
And during the presser yesterday, he was asked by a reporter, can you rule out the possibility that senior Obama administration officials were involved in this? And his words were, no, I cannot. How far up does this go?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting. I first got wind of this early this week, Monday and Tuesday, that these materials existed and that this went way up in the administration. Again, because these are very, very sensitive documents. You don't give these to lower-level people with clearances. This goes, you know, there's, again, remember, they said only roughly 20 people in the NSA have the authority to view these documents and potentially unmask them. So you know that this went, these materials, if they're distributed, they go to the highest echelons of the White House. I don't want to put any names out there, but I've heard some, and it's pretty scary as to who these people could be. And it doesn't take a whole lot of an imagination to figure out, you know, the people that received this or were the consumers of this intelligence.
Can I just go back and clarify something? You used the name Mike Rogers. Did you mean Rogers?
Yes, this is the Mike Rogers, who is the director of the NSA.
Oh, okay, the other Mike Rogers. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm with you. Okay. So that's where that came from. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because I was a little confused, and I thought maybe our audience was as well. May we turn to the terrorist attack?
Absolutely.
Any thoughts there about what we know? There apparently have been some raids overnight, and a bunch of people have been arrested, but it appears that this was, at least initially, sort of a lone wolf attack.
Well, I'm always skeptical of the lone wolf thing. People don't become radicalized by themselves. They're typically in a community where people are encouraging them, or they're online responding to targeted solicitations or targeted invitations to become radicalized. And so, you know, it's not like you're just sitting there someday and you say, "I think I'll become a radical." It's an ongoing effort. And it's an ongoing process. You may not have been in direct personal contact with a real life individual to become radicalized, but you know this is a problem. It's now hit Great Britain again. We express our sympathy, but to the people of the UK and in this tragedy. But it points how deep seated this problem is across Europe, and you know the concern is that it's working its way over here.
Well, it happened in Ohio State. Remember, there was the Somali refugee student who had the car ramming. He did pretty much the same thing, tried to run over a bunch of people and did with a car, and then got out with a knife and started attacking people. And we know it happened in Nice, where 86 people were killed. And I don't know how you stop people from owning cars or buying knives.
No, that's exactly right. It's very, very difficult to stop. And, you know, that these two things we're talking about are related, because if this information that made its way into the White House was disseminated inappropriately, the calls and the accusations by some that our intelligence services have gotten too much authority to keep us safe and that they are now abusing it, Congress will and should rein in our foreign intelligence community, because they've abused their authorities, and that will make us less safe.
Well, former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, it's been a good morning to have you on, and I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.